there is what we're going to talk about, how to keep more profit without closing more deals. I hear lots of people out there, they say that I'm in real estate, or like I'm going out there and getting the deals. And that's what we all think, that real estate is the game that we play as an entrepreneur. Real estate is the vehicle in the real game that you're playing. We're all playing the money game. The real estate is just a vehicle to get the money, because the money unlocks whatever you want with it. If you want to give to charities, you can do that. If you want to go on a big, huge trip across the ocean, like, you can do that. It doesn't matter. We're all playing that same game. And I just want to teach you, if you're going to get good at real estate, if you're going to be like Andrew and make 100 calls in a day and get action to, and take massive action, then I want you to also be able to keep the profits that you make. Because if you don't, this is what it ends up being. You make money, but you feel broke. And lots of people are out there making money. They look good on the outside. That's what we were doing at 25 deals a month. That's what Joey was doing at 4 deals a month, even at 1 deal a month. But on the inside, there was no cash. There was nothing there. There was no substance. And that's what I want to give you. I want to, if you're going to go down this road, I want you to actually keep the money. I think the root problem is, not only are we playing the wrong game mentally, because we're really in the money game and we have to learn certain pieces to be able to get the money originally, but then to keep it is a different skill. The root problem is we think that the deals or more cash or more income will solve the problem. But if we haven't learned good principles with money, then usually we're just going to scale chaos. We're going to scale out of control. That's what we did. We went from 5 deals a month to 25 deals a month, but we didn't keep more profit. Joey went from 1 deal a month to 4 deals a month. Like, I've seen this at big levels. I've seen this at scaling up levels. Like, it doesn't matter where you are. I want you to attack the root problem of, if you know how to make it, I want to teach you how to keep it, because they're two different skill sets. Making it and keeping it are two different skill sets. And keeping it takes some disciplines. And so you have to have some systems so you don't have to rely on yourself all the time. And that's what I want to teach you, is a money system. So here we go. Point number one, find what you need to keep. Let me ask you a question. Why did you start your business, or why are you jumping into real estate? Don't just say financial freedom. What is financial freedom to you? I want you to think about that. If you don't have a great answer now, or if you've never thought about it, that's your first to do from here. That's the very first thing I want you to think of. Because I need you to have a driving force, because our reason when we were doing all those deals was just, we got to do more deals. We got to scale up. We got to look like we're doing all this massive amount of deal flow. But at the end of the day, it didn't really help us with what we really wanted out of the business. So I want you to be very clear with yourself. Why did you start it? Because then you can build your business from there. When I ask you to find your keep number, what I'm really trying to get you to do is write down, what do you need and want from the business? Meaning, what do I need to take home? My need number would be like, if you have a W-2 right now or a job, then what would it take on a monthly basis to quit that job? So that way you could go into real estate full time. Or that need number could be, you have a business full time, but it's not paying you what you really even need to live. Like, what do you need right now from the business on a monthly basis would be the first number to find. The second number would be want. Want ties to your why. Want ties to your why, meaning, like, if I find what I want from the business, like if I need 5,000 a month, the want number I would want to be like 2, 3, 4, 5x that, like 5 to 10, 15, 20, 25 at least a month. So that way you could actually start building towards what you really wanted. Some people could be like, I want to start building this business and I want to start removing myself, so I need to make more money to be able to hire the people. Well, great. How much will that take on a monthly basis? So that's where starting with the goals that center around what you need from the business, versus like, I want to do $1 million just because it sounds cool, or because I'm part of this or that or the other thing, and that's what I want to do because I heard that other person over there is doing $1 million a month, or whatever it might be. Figure out what you need first and then attack that aggressively. So that's number one. Number two is the wealth system. So if number one is making sure you're playing your own game, this is the actual crucial step of setting up profit first, like the actual wealth system, to make sure if you're playing the game of money, you know how to set it up to win. This is the how-to right here. Actually, it's the very first step. So here we go. This is what not to do first, though. Most people have the black hole bank account in their system, whether it's in their personal finances or whether it is in their business. What's the black hole bank account? It's one big bank account where all the money comes in, all the money goes out. Where the heck did it go? The number one thing I hear, I had money, but where did it go? I just closed a deal and now all the money's gone. This is where I don't want you as an entrepreneur, because you are more inclined to look at your bank accounts than some financial software or system. I want you to leverage what you're already doing, but one big bank account gives you no clarity. It doesn't tell you what's your money, what you could take home. If you do this, I've heard a lot of people, they feel guilty about taking money out of their business because they don't know what's theirs or if they're going to be hurting the business or not. I don't want you to have the big black hole bank account. So what is Profit First built on? It's super simple. I'm not going to knock, like I said, not going to rock your world here. It's just simple steps that I need you to be able to take action on wherever you are. It's the envelope method. If you've heard that, Dave Ramsey's made that popular. He's a personal finance guru, whether you love him or hate him. Real estate investors tend to hate him because he doesn't like debt at all. But he's got great principles, though, of making sure you're intentional with every dollar. I love that word, intentionality, meaning that a dollar comes in and you're intentional. How are you intentional? You name every dollar. I'm going to also give you a framework of what those dollar categories fall into. Make, spend, and keep. This is where I want you to make sure that you know exactly what's coming into the business, what's going out, and what you get to put into your pocket. That's what Profit First is really all about, is making sure you keep more. So that's where I'm going to tell you the next steps here and what you do and what you set up. But you're not going to set up envelopes like in the personal finance world. You're going to set up physical business checking accounts, and you're going to name them. The first three accounts I would open up, because you're going to open up five core accounts. If you're like, oh my gosh, five, I've got a slide for that. So hold on. But three bank accounts I recommend first, I call the Golden Trio, because they're the heroes of your business. Just like in these big epic sagas. I mean, look at me. I look like I love these. Harry Potter, you've got Harry, Ron, Hermione. Star Wars, you've got Luke, Han, Leia. Like, you've always got these big, the big three, right? The Golden Trio, making sure good wins along the journey and at the end. This is where I want you to have bank accounts that help you on your journey, because it's so much more important than these movies. Like, this is what you're going to pass on, or this is what's going to get you out of your W-2. This is what's going to get you to that next step of financial freedom. So how do you do that? Here you go. These are the first three I would set up in your business life. Profit, owner's comp, and owner's tax. Profit and owner's comp, the difference between those two is profit is your want number. What do you want from the business? You take it out quarterly in profit. Profit is more of the why and the want. Why did you start your business? And it's more the icing on the cake. The owner's comp account is like the need number. What do I need to put into that account to compensate or to pay yourself or from that account, the owner's compensation or the owner's comp account for the work you do in the business? So if you close a deal, you put some money in there and you take some out to be able to pay yourself from the business. Then you get in the habit and you get into constant deal flow, and then you'll be in the habit of paying yourself something. At least at the beginning, start small. And then as you grow the business, you'll be able to grow into what you need. If you're already down the road, it's like, what can you start to pay yourself now without destroying the business? It's like, start where you can. Then the owner's tax. Here's a wake-up call for most people that jump from W-2 land to real estate. You might owe taxes if you're in the active sector, like if you're doing wholesale fix and flip mainly, even if you have some rentals, but you're doing a lot of the active type investing like fix and flip or selling a property, you're going to pay taxes. So slice off a little bit from each deal, put it in the tax account. That is a peace of mind bank account for you, the owner. When tax time comes, you're able to pay the taxes from the business. Literally just had someone walk through our door, you know, like to be able to work with us, that said, I'm so sick of not having tax, you know, the tax money at tax time, and I'm pulling it from my own personal savings. And like, I need a good system. I'm like, this is what will solve that. Set up that tax account. Every deal you do going forward, put some in there. Next year, you will not have the same issue. So this is Golden Trio to help you keep more of what you make. The other foundational accounts is income and OPEX, operational expenses, what you make and what you spend. I want you to separate out what comes in from what goes out. And then once it comes into the income account, it sits there until you transfer it to the Golden Trio. So make sure you put profit first. Then you have the OPEX to spend the money to be able to grow the business. It's still there, and I still want you to grow the business. You're prioritizing First things first, like the book, you know, like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's the same concept, but it's just making sure in your business, you're placing the health and making sure you're healthy as well too. An honorable mention, one I strongly recommend for the real estate space, if you're going to be flipping or buying rentals, is an OPM account. Other people's money. It's not on the screen, but it's another one that I would recommend. So that way you take care of people's money that they send to you to do rehab projects. Because the first 5 accounts are to run the business. An OPM account would be to run the rehab project. Lots of people think the rehabs are my business. No, they're the widget. They're just the thing that you have in the business to be able to get to the money portion. So it's like the first 5 accounts are to make sure that the money portion of your business is taken care of. OPM would be to make sure you can finish the rehabs and be on project, on time, on budget, and be able to see, do I have enough money to actually finish this rehab that's going on? To give you a very clear vision of, do I have enough money? Because that's one of the things that trips most investors up, is when they start to scale and do more than one deal at a time, but they've got all their money lumped together. It's easy to blow through that money on like the ad spend and everything if you don't have the separate accounts. If you're like, good grief, this is way too many accounts. Like, what are you throwing at me here at this, you know, at this video today, video call? I want to make sure you start somewhere though. So if you're already in the mindset, like you know what you need from the business, the next thing I would do is set up at least one bank account, name it. I would name it Owner's Comp. I think that's where you should start. I know it's profit first, but I would start with paying yourself. Like start to pay yourself something from the deals that come in. So I would set up one account and maybe transfer 1%. Like start somewhere. If you just start small and build the habit, I'm more interested in you building a good money habit than I am you going gangbusters and having every single bank account. I want you to have all those eventually, but if you need to start somewhere, start with one. If it's in your personal life, you might want to like have a freedom account or a savings account. Like if you haven't even started there and you're just like money comes in, all the money goes out. We have to get into good habits wherever we are. That's where I just want to at least start that so you can start that process. Number three is all about the habit. How do I make this a habit? How do I not just set this up, but how do I make this to where I actually keep more of what I'm making? So that's what I want to give you here. Very easily of what you do with your money weekly, monthly, and quarterly once you start to get the dollar bills rolling in. Every week, you move your money, meaning it comes into income, and then you transfer it from income to the other accounts. Like keep the money in flow. And if people always ask, how much should I put where? This is if you're selling the property, the different percentages based on how big your business is. So if you were saying, I'm working on my first deal, you'd be in column A. These would be the suggested targets. These are not where you start unless you haven't done a deal. You might be able to start with these percentages in that first column. But as you grow, these are the targets for the different phases of your business. Because if you see, it's weighed heavily at the beginning to pay yourself. But as you start to grow, you'll still pay yourself, but then you're also going to add systems and people and processes, all the things. So more goes towards the operational expenses. So that's where this is a good template if you're selling, and a good goal sheet for you of what the percentages should be in the different accounts. Every month I'd review your money. You're probably a problem solver if you're on this call. That's probably what drove you to be an entrepreneur. You like solving problems. A lot of people in their business though cannot solve the right problem because they can't follow the money. They don't know where the real issue is. But if you have a system to know what's coming in, what's going out, and what you get to keep, you can pinpoint the real issue that's going on to be able to go out there and attack the real issue. And to be able to say, okay, I need to spend more here to be able to get more deals in the door, or I need to spend less over there because it's not returning or whatever it might be, or you're not keeping it, but now you can attack the real issue going on. Then every quarter, take your money. What do I mean by this? This is where I referenced in point number two, the profit account. Every quarter, I would take that profit account and take out 50% of what's in there and use it for whatever the heck you want. A lot of people burn out as an entrepreneur because they never feel like, why did I start this thing? I did not start it to work 80 hours for myself and make less than what I made at my job. It's like, this is where I want you to be able to jump into real estate and feel that, okay, it's worth it. But also, if you have debt that's hanging over your head, the exception to taking it out and doing whatever you want with it is taking it and using it to knock down debt, whether it's the bad debt, like it might be credit cards or loans or whatever it might be when you first got into real estate. Or it might be like, hey, I want to pay down my portfolio because you start building rentals and you want free and clear rentals because there's less risk with it. Whatever it might be, that's what that account is for. It's for why you started the business. So I take up to 50% of the profit and use it for whatever the heck you want. That's where we have a lot of people do really cool things.
Thanks for listening to the Deal Machine Real Estate Investing Podcast. Please leave us a review and follow along wherever you're listening to your podcast.